Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Alicia McFarlane. Queensland police have revealed the killer at the scene of a stabbing massacre in Sydney's Bondi Junction was never arrested or charged with a crime in the Sunshine State. 40-year-old Joel Couchy has been identified as the man who killed six people at Westfield Bondi Junction yesterday. Assistant Commissioner Roger Lowe says the Queensland man was known to police.
He has been in contact with the police, primarily in the last 4 to 5 years would be the most contact we have had with him. During that contact, we are aware that this individual has suffered from mental health.
Queensland police are working closely with the New South Wales Police Force as they continue to investigate. Meanwhile, the family of Ashley Good, a 38-year-old mum who was one of the victims, has issued a statement. They say they're reeling from the terrible loss of Ashley, who was an all-round outstanding human, and so much more. They've also revealed that Ashley's 9-month-old baby, Harriet, is doing well after needing surgery from the attack. The state's Premier, Chris Minns, says the state is grieving from this horror event.
Let's come together. We'll recover. It's going to be a very difficult few days, and those families no doubt have gone through hell. But there's 8 million people in this state that are behind them. Everybody's grieving as a result of this, and they're not alone.
Bondi Junction remains closed while floral tributes continue to grow at the shopping centre. If this story is distressing, you can call Lifeline on 13 11 14. To sport, the AFL is extending its deepest sympathies to the families and friends impacted by the Sydney shopping centre tragedy. Ashley Good was the daughter of former North Melbourne player and club director Kerry Good. In a statement, league boss Andrew Dillon says his thoughts are with the Good family and many people across the Roos family that have been impacted by this attack. North Melbourne players are wearing black armbands in this afternoon's match against Geelong to pay tribute. Wrapping up Sunday footy later today are the Eagles and Tigers.